The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com, so head on over there and read all about any topic you want on gardening with vegetables. Today's topic will be why your tomatoes might not be ripening this summer. And I have two words for you. Hot temperatures. Hot temperatures are the reason given for New England's dearth of ripe tomatoes this past July. Typically, tomatoes begin to ripen around mid-July here in New England. However, this summer, the summer of 2019, when the temperatures throughout New England shot past 85 degrees for weeks in the beginning of July, the tomato harvest really didn't start until well after the 1st of August. This isn't just casual one-off observations from home gardeners either. I overheard a farmer local to the south coast of Massachusetts say that the entire region's tomato harvest, including his own, was weeks overdue. What did come early, however, was the intense heat we normally get in mid-August. And that mid-August heat usually accounts for the mid-season lull in the tomato harvest. So you do get some tomatoes ripening in July, and then you get that lull, and then they begin again in later August. Well, why does this happen? What do hot temperatures have to do with tomato ripening? I thought tomatoes loved hot temperatures. But according to a fact sheet from Cornell University's Cooperative Extension, tomatoes ripen best between the temperatures of 70 and 75 degrees. Temperatures above 85 will slow the ripening process, if not halt it altogether. Apparently, the pigments responsible for giving tomatoes their color, lycopene and carotene, are not produced above the temperatures of about 85 to 90 degrees. And, the fact sheet says, as a result, the fruits can stay in an immature green phase for quite some time. Well, what can we do about it? We can't control the weather. So how can we help our tomatoes go from green to red or orange or whatever the ripe color is? I have two thoughts for you. Number one, harvest some of the tomatoes in their unripe green state and bring them to a cool environment, such as into your home. You can line them up on the windowsill and it'll be a pretty sight. Your second idea is, if your tomatoes are in containers on a porch, that same Cornell fact sheet says tomatoes do not require sunlight to ripen. I never knew that. So if your tomatoes are not ripening because it's too hot and they are in containers, just move your containers into the cooler shade. They don't need sunlight after all, right? Here's one other possible solution. Have some patience. I have found that this ripening delay has given me more time to process my garden's other large producer, my zucchini plants. For the first time in years, I'm not feeling overwhelmed with having the zucchini and the tomatoes harvest at the same time. And just as my squash vine borers are lessening my zucchini harvest, those nasty critters, my tomatoes are slowly ripening. Leave it to nature to find the best solutions. That's it for this week's podcast, and I hope you are having a great harvest this summer. Talk to you soon.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.